Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to Storytime with Liz and Tom on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. That's right, it's a mini-sode. I'm Liz Best.
And I'm Tom Harris. Hello, everybody.
And this is the episode where we read you your hell back to you.
That's right. Dear readers of this year's show, send us in their dating stories.
Or sometimes we just trawl for the worst ones we can find on the net, because that's so much fun. The internet is full of terrible stories.
On
hooray!
It is a dark and dreary place. that old internet. But yes, on our main episodes, we have a guest in into the studio to share their story. But sometimes the stories get sent in, they're only a paragraph.
Sometimes people don't want to put their voice to their story.
Yeah,
so that's what minisodes are for.
Some people hate the sound of their own voice, which I just don't understand.
Some people just want to be anonymous and like, nobody can know this.
So that's why we designed these minisodes.
Yes.
Just a quick 10-15 minutes as you go about your day. We catch you with a couple of funny, awkward, terrifying stories from dates and dating gone past, and then we let you go.
I've got a list to start with.
Oh dear. All right, everyone.
Pettiest/worst breakup story.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
So number one, my ex left a sex tape of herself with another man with a note saying that she found someone more compatible. I was only 20 years old.
Ouch. Yeah. That'll hurt. That'll hurt. And as I'm grateful for, these are stories, so
yeah.
we don't need to give advice, opinions. Oh, fantastic.
He left all my clothes on the side of the road that I used to pass on the way to work. I didn't even realize that they were my clothes for a few seconds, and I even chuckled until I recognized my own hoodie.
Oh no, you're driving home. Some poor idiot had their no, I'm the poor idiot. Oh, that poor person. More, Liz, please.
Okay. We had been arguing a lot leading up to this Halloween party because I was convinced that he was having a thing with another girl. We had a few laughs about the idea of dressing up as salad vegetables together while everyone else would be going for a sexy look. The night of the party, he turned up as a sexy zombie Danny from Greece, holding hands with the other girl who was dressed with zombie Sandy.
Ooh.
That's how he told me it was over. I was dressed as a carrot.
Oh, the poor lamb. I mean, carrot. Because we should press the dump him button.
Yep.
But there's no need because he turned up to the party with a different woman.
And got dumped.
Whilst dressed as a carrot. Do you want me to jump in and relieve you of duty?
Yes.
I got a long one, and it's a story sent in from America, and it's a first date story, but with a bit of everything in it.
Great.
It's just a Caesar salad of delight, this one. Here we go. I met a girl once during the early 90s who was a huge Pink Floyd fan.
Huge.
This happened to be when the band was on their reunion tour. This girl, who was pretty darn cute, was also flat broke and was miserable that she wasn't going to be able to see Floyd live. So I asked her if she would let me take her to the show, to which she happily agreed.
Aww.
I got us two awesome seats at the outdoor stadium in Miami where they were set to perform. The day of the show arrives and I take her to dinner first. After seafood and a fairly enjoyable first date convo, we left the restaurant. I caught heavy traffic and we were late arriving to the concert. By the time we got there, the show was already in progress. The parking attendants directed us to a lot that was really far from the arena. We parked, jumped out of the car, and ran top speed to the stadium. The show was great. As I desperately scroll back to my point, because my phone just scrolled for me. So we all know the show was great. We did get rained on pretty bad, as this was Miami in the summer after all, but so what? We had a blast and seemed to be enjoying a fantastic first date. On the way out, she agreed to go with me to some local bar near the beach that I knew, but first she said she needed to hit the ladies' room.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprisingly, the line at the restroom was ridiculously long. wrong. So she said, never mind, let's just get out of here. And on the drive to the beach, you can stop at a McDonald's or something so I can pee before we go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk past the stadium security gate and into the parking lot. And that's when it hits me. I had no idea where our car was parked.
Oh, no. I hate that.
We were in such a rush to make it to the show, I neglected to look at a landmark or lot number.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. Yeah. So we start wandering around the lot at random, looking everywhere for my car with no luck. She's getting more and more distressed about her need to pee thing.
I mean, just pop behind one of the cars.
It's around this time
that
she confesses to me that she has some bladder issue that forces her to go more often than most girls. And on top of this, we've each been drinking beer during the concert.
And most girls go a lot, let's be honest.
She must have peed 3 or 4 times during the show already.
Oh, honey.
So we keep circling and circling and circling the lot. Still no luck finding the car. We tried going back to the stadium so that she could use the restroom there, but security refused to let us back in.
Oh, rude.
We explained the situation and begged for them to let her in, but they said no dice. I even suggested to her that she just squat down behind a bush or something, and she was like, no, I'm not squatting behind a bush. Just find the car now. To her credit, she had been mostly understanding up until this point, but she was becoming less and less civil as the situation progressed. Finally, I told her to sit down on the curb next to the stadium while I run from lot to lot looking for the car.
No.
She does, I do, and 10 or 15 minutes later, I finally find my car. It was easy at that point since most of the other cars had left. We drive out of the lot, rush to the nearest fast food joint we can find, where she rushes into the ladies' room and pees her brains out. Once she was back in the car, I apologized pretty much non-stop for the duration of the drive.
Yeah, it's so fucking painful when you can't pee. It's like the worst feeling in the world.
At one point, she flat out told me, please stop apologizing. It's okay. I know you didn't mean to forget where the car was. Just stop saying you're sorry. To which I, of course, replied, okay, sorry.
I'm sorry.
She tried to be a good sport, and we did go to the bar for that drink, where we were even able to laugh about the situation a little. I thought that maybe we had salvaged the evening, but when I asked her at the end of the night if I could call her again for a second date, she said yes, and seemed sincere. Hell, I even got a kiss. But after that, I left her a few messages, she never returned any of my calls, and we never saw each other again.
That's rough. He took you to Pink Floyd. Like, come on, that's awesome.
You were warned, it was a roller coaster of everything in the first date story. So
I'm already still exhausted from looking for their car. Like, I wasn't even there. And do you know what I've done recently? Because I am a frequent lose my car and forget where I've parked it. Is because I tried to start taking photos of where I parked it to remind myself, but then I just forgot to do that. So I've got an AirTag in my car now. So I can literally, when I get close to my car, look it up on Find My on my phone and just kind of compass my way to my car. Plus, if someone steals my car, I know where it is. So I'm not going to tell you where in my car the AirTag is.
A hot little light
life tip. It's
somewhere
super secret. But yeah, like it's already saved me once since I bought it. So
well, mayhaps this was 15 years ago. Yeah, I think this story. So that technology wouldn't even existed to save this poor chap.
Look, I'm going to close off with the pettiest, most excellent story that I aspire to be this level of petty.
Yep.
This level of petty.
This is just your dream level of pettiness.
Yep. Okay. So this is a story that I found on Pedestrian because I want to credit when credit's due. So in 2019, 23-year-old Cassie Jung left her ex a lock symbolizing their endgame status at the Seoul Tower in South Korea. You know those little love locks where you like write your initials on it and you click it. And so then 2 years later, and this puts us in the middle of the pandemic, she'd split from him, but just was pissed off that the lock was still there, really. So she flew 10,000 kilometers from Los Angeles to Seoul just to take down the lock without a key. She had like a bit of pliers and she went there and she chopped it off and she chucked that shit in the bin.
Wow.
And I am here for that level of petty. ready.
I'm not. To I'm not yet. I'm not. It's too much. It's too
give
much.
Give yourself a fucking holiday, as well as being like, fuck you. Here's this little love symbol and I'm going to flush it down the toilet and post it on TikTok.
Just because they...
She said in the video, she said, I'm one petty motherfucker and I don't care what anybody says, before adding various snip snip noises to the text sounds. But yes, she caught planes, trains, buses to arrive at her destination, finding her cursed lock within only 30 minutes and then chopping it off.
I understand doing this if the relationship, if the man that she was in, like the relationship was just terrible and like he was like he cheated
we don't
on
know.
Her and all
we
that.
We don't know how
but
bad it was.
Just to break up and then do that and be like, no, there's a locket out there that exists
do you
with
know
our
what?
Initials
like,
on them.
What a great story though. Like
it's a great
this is
story.
The thing. As a journalist, I do shit for good stories. So I would just be like, oh my God, me and my ex, we left that thing in the place and it says that we love each other and we don't. So ugh, I'm gonna go.
So it must be destroyed. It's not a horcrux.
No,
it doesn't have that
be
much
destroyed.
Power.
No, we're gonna disagree. I'm Petty Crocker and this is 100% what I would do.
fair enough.
If I had that money. If I had that get on a jet and fly 10,000 kilometers away, carbon offset, of course, money, then that is what I would be doing.
It's a big schlep. Human beings of the jury at home, would you have gone to these lengths? Would you fly not just interstate to a different country?
Yeah.
Hunt down that bridge or tower where you've locked that padlock on with your initials on it and cut that thing
Look,
off.
Look, I mean, I'm also friends with a lot of petty people. Like one of my best friends wrote on my ex's whiteboard, dear ex, go fuck yourself, love friend, just so that he'd see it when I got home. Like that's petty, but it's not travel internationally
yeah,
petty.
It's,
but
it's quite schlep.
I admire to. I really want to be one of those travel international petty people.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
Something to aspire to. Well, there you go, everybody. Some more stories on our story minisode of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. Send in your little stories or your questions to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com.
Or join our Facebook group, Ghosts of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy, and you can drop your stories there and we will share them on, you know, on the podcast for everybody to hear.
Yeah, that's right.
You can message us on social media. You can, if you want to apply to be a guest on one of our main episodes because you think you've got a story that's just, you know, hilarious or sad or funny or whatever. It can be whatever, honestly. Like, we've had some weird shit on here.
We've had sad, traumatizing, hilarious. We've had awkward.
We've had
sad. We've had
naked
like sad,
knife chasing. We've
naked
had
knife chasing. That's right.
Yeah, we've had a lot of shit. You can go to thatsnotcanon.com/ghostsofboyfriendspast and fill in our form, or just write to us at ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. And if you leave us a 5-star review, I will read it out on the podcast.
There you go.
At some point in the future. So leave us a 5-star review and become part of our reviewer hall of fame. Until then, do join our group and let us know, what level of petty would you go to? What is the highest level of petty you would go to once you've broken up with someone?
Hi, I'm Travis.
And I'm Serge, and we are the hosts of Now That's Interesting podcast.
Here we talk about the topics that catch our interest and hopefully spark your curiosity to dig deeper into the world around you.
We go into enough detail to get a better understanding of the topic we cover.
Say just a bit above your average pub chat.
We talk about everything from conspiracy theories here on Earth to rovers on Mars and everything in between.
Find us on whichever platform you get your podcast fix.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.